In December 2014, Distorted View will celebrate its 10th anniversary. Here's a classic moment of stupidity from the past decade.
March 15th, 2007.
You came on a good night because we're introducing a brand new segment onto the show, and it's called Black and White. Hit it.
People that come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
All right. You know I'm taking a segment seriously when I create a theme song for it. Yes, welcome to Black and White. This is where we try to figure out who's more ridiculous, black people or white people. Well, ridiculous or at least the most unintentionally funny. So we're going head-to-head, black versus white. I've got two clips here, and we're going to try to figure out who's more ridiculous, white people or black people. I flipped a coin. And blacks won. I'm really treating this like a sporting event. Welcome to the race bowl, I guess. Get ready! Whites versus blacks, coming up, head-to-head. Caucasians, they had a good run, but in recent years, blacks have been making strides. Who will win tonight? It's the race bowl. All right. Which is great, because if I ever do, like, white people versus Asians, I can call it the rice bowl. Racism. All right, did I explain this well enough for everyone to understand it? Basically, I've got two video clips here, one of white people, one of black people, and we're trying to crown the most ridiculous race. It really is like a race bowl. All right, let's start out with, like I said, blacks, because they won the coin toss. Congratulations. Just a little background information so you guys can understand what's going on here. There's like three African Americans sitting down, I believe, trying to give a deposition for some sort of court hearing. I'm not sure what it's about, but there is a black gentleman who is wearing a sock on his head because he apparently doesn't want to be videotaped. Sitting next to him is his mother, and sitting next to the mother is the guy's sister. And you will hear them all. I will pause to explain further.
Okay. This here is not legal for one thing. Like you said, you should have gave us enough time to get legal counsel.
I'm going to an attorney after soon.
Because this here is not legal.
I'm
going to
have Channel 13. I'm going
to have
a lot of
it. You are a lot of it with a video.
Okay, I can't hear.
And, hey, I'm you do whatever stop. You want to do.
Do you want to give your deposition?
Do whatever the hell you want to do with the shit, because I don't give
that's
a damn.
That's the only one that we had, I think, February.
Okay. Wait a second. There's one more thing I want you to hear before I go any further. Take a listen to how this woman, the mother, pronounces the word February.
I think February.
It's kind of like she wants that word to be longer than it really is.
Okay.
So at this point, the African-American gentleman is fed up, and he's going to storm out of the courtroom, but he trips on a cord that is connected to a tripod that is holding a light, you know, so that the room can be lit for the cameras. And the whole light comes crashing down on the black guy's mother. So let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, whatever you want to do,
my head, mama. Jason, y'all doing some people around here?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my head, please.
Call Emily.
Black people talk funny. One of the more subtle things that I find funny about the video is when the daughter of this woman who got hit by the light starts talking and screaming.
Mama, y'all doing some people around.
Why are you blaming them? It is your brother that tripped over the light and gave your mother a concussion, basically, for storming out of the courtroom. All right, so there you go. Good lordy, my head. My head is a-bleeding. February. A lot of funny things in that video. Now, let's turn our attention to Whitey. Can they top the ridiculousness of that last video? Well, for a little bit of help, we're going to turn to Maury.
This is what she had to say before the show. Watch.
My name is Victor.
Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby. I will do whatever it takes to take care of my baby. If it has to come through the prostitute in my body, then so be it. I'm gonna adjust my baby in all brand names, and if I can't support it, then I guess I'm gonna steal it.
Okay. Yeah, this is a 15-year-old girl. She wants to have a baby. If she can't afford to buy brand name clothes, she's going to steal it, as you just heard. Now let's see what else she has to say here.
My mama thinks that I'm not ready to have a baby, but I have everything my baby will need.
And if not, you know, you're going to steal it.
If my baby gets clothes and it needs a blanket, it's all right, because I have...
It needs a blanket? Oh, I hate children.
Have it. And if my baby needs clothes, it's cool. I have tons of them. And if my baby loses the pacifiers, I have three more. I'm not just having sex with one, not two, but three different guys. That's right, I'm a player, but that's cool because I got it like that. My life dreams are to drop out of school, to be on Girl Scout Wild, and to have my baby. And there's nothing my super mother can say to change my mind.
Here's Victoria. Come on out, Victoria.
Okay, if I didn't actually see this video and I just heard the audio, I would think this has got to be fake. Her life's goal is to drop out of school, go on Girls Gone Wild. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that, because you don't get paid for that, right? Just a bunch of drunk girls showing their tits and signing release forms. And having a baby. I don't know why. Why would anyone want to have children? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Okay. What happened to the fucking pictures I was supposed to see? Alright, and there's the obligatory, like, girl walking out on stage to a bunch of boos, and then you can't understand a fucking thing that's going on because everything is being bleeped out. So we're going to fast forward just a little bit. Actually, about 3 minutes worth of bleeping there. I don't know if you heard. You heard just a little bit at the very beginning of when I started playing that here. But throughout the cursing and bleeping, you can make out the "You don't know me. You don't know me." Oh, we know enough, actually. I love when girls say that. It reminds me of that South Park episode. "I do what I want." Because that's something else they always say.
300 times?
Yup.
Yeah, apparently she's had sex 300 times in an attempt to get pregnant.
300 times?
Yup. I sure did. It's because I want a baby.
I sure did.
I sure did. I sure did. I sure did. I sure did. It's because
I want to punch this bitch in the cunt. And I want it to go wrist deep. And I want to pull out her uterus. Is that possible? I don't know.
I want a baby. I will do whatever it takes to get my baby too.
Oh, yeah.
I want the love and attention that all my girls have babies. They have babies. I have babies too.
So basically, we just find out that she wants a baby because all her friends have babies. There you have it. Now it's time to answer the question, which race is more unintentionally funny? To help answer that question, our friends at MIT have developed a supercomputer they're calling the Blackulator Caucasiatron. XL 3000, I believe is the full name. And this supercomputer is going to analyze both of the video clips and determine which race is more ridiculous. All right, let me just input some things into the computer here. All right, now I just have to hit enter in the Caucasiatron Blackinator, whatever the fuck I called that thing. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me. We'll go ahead and calculate and spit out an answer. Ready? Boop beep boop beep beep bop bop beep boop beep 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 boop beep bop beep beep.
Results completed. White swim. White swim. Holy mother of shit. What happened to Caucasians? I weep for your race. It's over for you guys. Your race ashames me. I am now a proud black computer.
Wow, harsh words for white people from the Blackulator Caucasiatron. You know, it's interesting, with all of the advancements in computer technology, one would think text-to-speech would have gotten a little better by now. It still sounds exactly like it did in the 80s.
White win. White win. Man.
Well, congratulations are in order to, I guess, black people, really. African Americans, you are not as ridiculous as whites. Tune in next time for more racial fun on Black and White.
People that come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's Black and White.
Get full access to 2,000 episodes of Distorted View, plus member-exclusive shows, video casts, and more. Sign up for the Sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com.